Number 9473, George and Eugenia Romley, east of Pennsylvania Avenue, south of Ayers Road, being unit number 4 within Sussex Shores, a variance from rear setback requirement.
See the plan.
Okay. Okay. Name and address?
George Romley, 2246 49th Street. Home address? Or here in Sussex County?
Just need an address.
2246 49th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C.
Eugenia Romley, 2246 49th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C.
Okay, can you swear you both in? You swear testimony you're about to give, true and fair, best knowledge?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for these two variances for your decks?
We are requesting a 2-foot variance from the setback, the rear setback line, to our townhouse for a deck that existed before.
I'm sorry. We had an existing deck. We've been homeowners at this townhouse community for, I think, 13 or 14 years now. The deck was in disrepair. It was also not in compliance with current code standards. So we determined that we were going to rebuild it. When we did so, we did it in good faith in terms of the setback. We have a Sussex Shores Beach Association community that we belong to that has a 10-foot alley or easement behind this property. And we used the covenants of the Sussex Shores Beach Association, which stated that we needed an 8-foot distance, which in fact we were using that as our benchmark. So we applied for the permit, got the permit from Sussex County, from the Sussex Shores Beach Association, went ahead, constructed this, only to find out that your 10-foot setback really prevails in this situation. So that's the request for the 2-foot variance on the existing rebuild that we've done. The distance between our structure and the nearest house is now 28 feet because it's 8 feet from our existing deck, the 10-foot alleyway, and then the other 10 feet between that alleyway and the other house.
And it's not a usable alleyway. It's an alleyway in name only because it's grown over with pine trees and brush and what have you. It's not
a roadway.
Or
a
roadway at all. Alleyway.
Not an alleyway. Okay.
Who obtained the building permit from Sussex County?
Contractor.
Who was that?
Joe DeShiel.
Joe DeShiels.
Is there a reason he's not with you this evening?
No, he is not.
Is there a reason? Did you ask him?
No, we didn't.
No, we did not.
Do you have an address for him?
Not with me. I do not know.
At the computer.
He's in out of Ocean City, I believe.
That's correct. Okay.
So you have a Delaware contractor's license?
Yes. He's also a home builder in the Bethany Beach area.
Can you provide the address?
Sure.
Yes, we can.
Just call the office and give that information.
Okay. Are there any further questions, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wertman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Having no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Do we have any correspondence, Madam Secretary?
I have one letter in favor and one letter in opposition.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, we have two. Would you gentlemen please come up and be sworn in?
Four.
Oh, I didn't see that. There's four of you here. I'm sorry. All that would like to speak on this case, would you please come forward? Be sworn in.
sworn in later.
Did you say there was two more somewhere back there?
Name and address.
George Cole. RD1, Box 207, Ocean View.
Sure, can you step up here, Tim? Mr. Cole.
Oh, back again.
Name and address.
John Neff, 10 Collins Road, Sussex Shores.
Need your address.
10 Collins Road, Sussex Shores, okay. Bethany Beach, Delaware.
Sure. You swear you both in?
Okay.
You swear testimony about the gift, true or fake, best knowledge?
Yes.
I thought there was. There's somebody said there were two more back there.
Two ladies.
Is there anyone else here in opposition that would like to speak? If so, I would like for you to come up at this time to be sworn in. Again, is there anyone else here? Okay. Proceed, please.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. I'm actually a property owner. It's a condo, 6 units, and I own the adjoining unit. Timeline on this is a little sketchy. In November, I was in my unit, and I heard some noise, and I looked out back, and the back decks were being torn off of the unit next to me. So I checked into it, and there were no permits or any kind of approvals given from Sussex Shores County or even the condo association, which I am a part of, and the same with the Romleys. We are a part of a 6-member condo association. The plat shows there's a 10-foot setback, and this is a condominium. It was approved that way with the original site plan. And some earlier conversations, I actually alluded to that, but somebody kept remarking that there's this 8-foot setback, which is not our condo association covenants, but it's the Sussex Shores Homeowners Association, which is different. The Romleys proceeded with their construction with no permits, and were told to stop by the Wilgus Management Group, and there's a letter, and I'll submit a letter here to that effect. That was November, let me give you a date too, November 15th. Here is a letter here from Wilgus Property Management. It just says that a phone conversation a few minutes ago indicated that George Cole had called to say that the Romney builder was working on site and that the Wilgus people had sent somebody down there and told them that they would have to leave and stop, and which they did, and they packed up their stuff and left. That was the time when the Seaview condo construction started, and that Sussex Shores, I guess, was notified by it for the first time that I know of, and they had no permit. And the first thing you do is, to before you get anything done, you got to get some permits from these condo associations. Everybody understands how a condo works, and I'm sure Mr. Romley does because he was the president for about, oh, I don't know how many years, but quite a few years. So he's very familiar with the covenants and the documents. So there is a process, and the trouble is they somehow circumvented the entire process. So they started the improvements. I told some of the other owners. We actually had a conference call and discussed it. That was in November. December, we had another conference call, and there is a letter here that I have. I'll give you that one also that kind of gives you a timeline of how that all occurred. So November 15th is when things started. I finally, after they talked to the Sussex Shores people, they finally get a permit. Now, in Sussex Shores, you're not allowed to do any construction on your property until you have the permit in hand. November 15th is when things started, and actually the contractor showed up one other time in November, started up again. I had to complain again. They came in and were stopped again. But the date on this building permit that was issued by the Sussex Shores Homeowners Association, Sussex Shores Beach Association, is 1/12/05. So that was a month and a half or so after. Oh, I'm sorry. You want it down at the end?
Yeah, please. I'm sorry.
I'll do that for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else to help?
Thank you.
And the plans that were submitted back and forth, and again, if you guys would review these, you'll find that the plans were, here he goes. Here's an email from a Mr. Reef Edwards, who is in charge of any building projects that occur in Sussex Shores, the community. Not the condo, that's Seaview. But Sussex Shores responded to Mr. Romley that neither of the drawings nor the application description of the projects show or specify the planned distance from the alley, And then goes down further. He says, please be aware that your fax copy of your drawing show a rough roof outline without dimensions. They even put a third level on, which is, that's another issue, not here tonight. There's no encroachment there, but that's still another issue that started. But it says, I believe the same drawing show no roof addition. Additionally, the such roof was, will be noticeably, if not significantly, will alter the exterior of the appearance of the overall building. And your plans basically were vague and things. So that's kind of a laying out a little history here of what's happened here. Here was another letter from Dean Malloy, who finally cited them. He's telling them that they would like to see some deck dimensions and from things. Here is a thing that was faxed to the owners. There's no dimensions on it. A lot of the correspondence we had with Mr. Romley, he kept referring to it as in kind. And I believe there is a letter here. I wish I was an attorney. They're better organized than this, aren't they? But
yeah, usually.
Yeah. Here is from the president, or from Mr. Romley to the president. And he says, we've made every effort to provide each homeowner with necessary information regarding the scope of the project. This includes participating in three conference calls where all owners were present. We provided architectural drawings to the from our contractor, subsequently providing detailed architectural drawings from our Washington-based architect, et cetera. Since there's been a lack of action on our request, and in our covenants, it actually says something about a lack of action on the Homeowners Association of Seaview, our condo, responding to Mr. Romley. But what I've tried to show here, and if you'll go through it, you'll see that you could never catch up with him. He was always ahead of us in the building. But here is from our Homeowners Association documents. It explains in very clear detail what common elements are. All exterior walls, exterior surfaces, including the paint, the roof, the exterior decks, and railings, even though the designated units are designated, but the exterior decks are all part of common elements, party walls, et cetera, et cetera. So it goes on and on. The permit that was issued to Mr. Romley, the first building permit from Sussex County, he can't actually be the applicant because he doesn't own the land. It's a common element. So the first permit was issued to Mr. Romley incorrectly, okay? Now this variance, I even questioned whether the variance was issued properly because it was issued to the individual and it needs to go through the condo association, because he doesn't own the land. We all own the land. So here is a some wording from our covenants, which they have a copy of. Whenever in the judgment of the council, the common elements shall require additions, alterations, or improvements costing in excess of $5,000, which this project did, during any 12-month period, and making of such additions, alterations, or improvements shall have the approval by the majority of the owners. He still has... doesn't have that anywhere. If he does, I'd like to see it. And I don't think it was presented here. The council shall proceed with such additions. It says the council. An individual can't. But the council then can go get the permits and things of that nature. So it refers to over and over how no unit owner shall make any structural additions or alterations to his or her unit. So the point of this document here is that Mr. Romley can't ask for a variance. The Seaview Condo Association has to ask for the variance. And that didn't happen. So the first building permit, you can't undo that. That was already issued by the county. And again, that should have gone to the Condo Association. The communication with Mr. Romley and the rest of the owners is difficult because most of the owners live outside the area. I'm probably the only one that lives there year-round. He was given many opportunities to do something, but if we get back to just a variance, Mr. Romley has what everybody else has, the same decks. None of our decks are in any kind of code violation. They are older decks, but there has never been anybody come by and issue any kind of violation. So Mr. Romley's argument about that is, as I think, again, is stretching it. They are older, and they needed paint and some upkeep. And there has been discussions, and there's another letter in here talking about how we had a wish list back in 2004 when he was still the president about things we'd like to do. But a wish list is a big difference than authorizing somebody to do something. To issue a variance, there's something needs to be unique about his property, or odd-shaped, or it's got to be a problem. But he doesn't have any problem. He's equal to the rest of us. He's an interior unit. We're all staggered. The only hardship he would have is self-inflicted. And I can't imagine, issuing a variance for somebody who self-inflicts their own hardship. If the hardship was he wanted a bigger unit, more living space, that's not a hardship. I mean, because we all have the same size of unit. It impacts the neighbors. Now, with his deck out larger, it when you're that close, privacy changes, your views change, a number of things change. So there is an impact. In the timeline I talked about before, he started in November 15th. And if you look at some of the dates on different things here, you'll find that it was a long, stretched-out ordeal. We've had conference calls. He agreed to things. Here's two pictures I'd like to show you. I'd like to have these back because I need them for something else. But I'll start then with Mr. You want to start? Here's what the
Mr. Cole, if you submit them, we're going to keep them until...
As long as I can get them back.
Eventually.
That's fine. Or I'll come and make copies of them. Okay? So you can see. So I could go on and on, but I just think that the situation we have here is a shame. It's affected the homeowners association being the six units. We've got people going back and forth and torn over this, and a lot of people don't like to argue against their neighbors and say no and things of this nature. But I think the pattern shows not trying to cooperate, not trying to follow any of the rules. And they've owned the place, you heard, 13 or 14 years. They signed off on those documents. He's well aware of them. He was the president of the association. And the only part he considers the reason why he was able to do this and do all this construction was that the homeowners association didn't respond in 60 days. Well, it's hard to determine when the 60 days started because he started prior to any permits and still doesn't have approval from the Seaview Condo Association, the people he's got to live with. There's no approval there. They're the ones that need to be here to make the application. So I just think that you've got an application that was presented here by the wrong party. And my suggestion would be to reject this application and see if the Seaview Condo Association would be willing to come back before you and make an application for a variance. And this, keep in mind, would set a precedent for other condos. There's six of us. There could be six more or five more applicants coming in front of you. There's another six units on the other side of this other street similar to this. These were built back in 1984 in the late 80s when this ground was zoned commercial, and the Sussex Shores Homeowners Association felt that a residential condo project would be more conducive to their or provide a better quality of life and a better neighbor than possible commercial like restaurants or other things that could be noisy, because that road to Pennsylvania Avenue used to be the main road through Bethany Beach, so those lots were zoned years ago commercial. And you have Crowley's real estate office in that area, you have Shorty's, a little guy, a woodworking shop, and there's a medical center. You've seen throughout the county where a lot of these commercial establishments have become converted to residential. So there could be more condos being built in this area because the precedent has already been set with these other condos. And then you could see a possibility of, again, the variances coming, because each time you do a condo, it's different than a single family home. The 10-foot setback is a county requirement because it was a huge building. There's a big difference between an 8-foot setback from a single family and an 8-foot setback from a unit or a building that's got six units in it. So we're not talking the same thing. And so I would like to see this application rejected. So thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Neff?
Oh, excuse me, John Neff, resident of Sussex Shores. George pretty much said almost everything. The only difference I would add is that that alleyway is an easement for Sussex Shores. We may go with underground utilities at some point. They're talking about it, so we need that area. And also, this condo was brought in, was voted in as the plat plan back in, I guess, the 80s. And that's how it stands, And going and deciding to extend, deciding that you want to extend your deck, then what's the next person going to do? Go more north, go more east, go more west. The next building, same thing. I mean, it's a condo unit. It should stay as a condo unit. Somebody can't decide that all of a sudden I want a bigger place or I want to go further out. That conflicts with the condos. That's, of course, that's a legal problem they'll have to deal with. But, you know, it conflicts with Sussex Shores and what we want and what we allowed in at the time. Everything else George already hit, so.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
I'll wait, sir.
Okay. Is that being permitted to respond to some of Mr. Cole's comments?
Yes, I'll allow it, sir.
On the 4th of November in 2004, our contractor, unbeknownst to us, and before he secured a permit from the county, tore down the back of our deck. We hadn't even signed a contract with him for construction. So I was as surprised as anybody that this occurred. It stopped at that point. The return of the workers that Mr. Cole referred to was to tarp over the exposed area. And they did not come back until the week of January 24th, 2005, which would have been roughly 78 days from the beginning of this whole process. Also, as Mr. Cole mentioned, we had several conference calls. We made ourselves available to everybody for all of those conference calls and discussions. If you all care for any other additional information in terms of emails that were exchanged, I'd be more than glad to provide them, and you can judge for yourself. I think I do have a copy of a letter that we wrote to the other homeowners. Regarding this situation. And also, I want to add that the reconstruction of this deck, all that it did in terms of size, the original deck had beyond its railing towards the property line an air conditioner and a set of stairs. In the reconstruction of our deck, we incorporated in the lower deck that air conditioning unit and the stairs, so they're no longer sticking out into the property, which aesthetically, I think, looks a lot better. And other homeowners have agreed that it is aesthetically much better than what the other units currently have. And if you'll bear with me for a second, I'll try and find this one letter I was referring to. Do any of you have any questions of me at this time? Also, with my application, I provided a photograph. I don't know whether that was made available to you or not. And if not, I can provide another copy.
She has one, sir.
Mr. Romley, were you aware that it was encroaching when you had plans to do the work?
Absolutely not. I was going by, and the contractor was going by, the Sussex Shores covenants, which state in the documents I provided you that the setback was 8 feet to the edge of the alley. And that's what we presumed to be correct and why we proceeded in January 2005 with the new construction.
Mr. Cole had suggested that the applicant should actually, in his opinion anyway, be the condo association, as they're, you know, collectively are the owners. What is your response to that?
Well, according to the bylaws of the Seaview Condo Association, the council, which is a voted upon person, one person, has the ability to make decisions regarding construction and renovation.
Are you that counsel?
No, I am not.
Who is?
Tom Corrigan. Tom Corrigan, I'm sorry.
So why isn't he here applying?
I was instructed by the zoning board to make application for this variance directly.
The zoning board of Seaview?
Sussex County.
I'm sorry, sir?
Zoning board of Sussex County or does Seaview have a zoning board of their own?
No. I was instructed by the Sussex County zoning board to make application for the variance.
For that guy ahead of the association, he give you the approval to do that to you?
I'm sorry?
The improvements? That guy give the approval to do that improvements to your property?
Are you speaking of?
Tom.
Tom.
Mr. Corrigan?
Yeah, yes. Mr. Corrigan.
No.
He didn't either?
No.
So you were illegal then doing that, because they didn't really tell you to do that.
Well, the time, according to the Seaview Condo Association bylaws, after 60 days, if it has not been addressed by the council, that would be Mr. Corrigan, then it by default grants me permission to do that, to proceed.
We can provide you with copies of the Seaview condo regulations that state that.
It's not necessarily the responsibility of this board to.
Right. We're asking for the variance, but these are questions that Mr. Cole has brought forward. So
I was just going to suggest you probably would be well not getting too involved in the.
Right. I mean, what we're applying for is a variance.
I wouldn't get too involved in the condominium association bylaws and so forth, but I think that's analogous to the private deed restrictions that come up frequently in subdivisions I think that would be really getting way off course for the Board of Adjustment. I think you need to consider it on its merits.
Just okay. Okay. But do you understand, sir? Okay. Thank you.
If I may, I'd like to submit this one letter that I wrote to the neighbors in December 2004.
Okay.
I just want one last comment, which to say this has turned what was a small rebuild project, as you can see, has turned into a rather lengthy process for us. And it was simply a matter of wanting to improve our property by rebuilding existing deck structures that were there. It was never meant to try to circumvent anything. We tried to approach the individuals in an orderly fashion. Some of that did not occur, which we did not have total control over. I served as the Sussex Shores Beach Association president for several years. I knew what the regulations were, as our covenant stated. So we were trying to work within those rules. We were not, and they were not aware that this 10-foot setback was required of us at the time, even when they approved it for us. So we have tried to make that accommodation and to work with you all as to what you requested from us.
Okay.
Thank
you. Thank you for your time.
One last question. Okay.
I'll submit that. I forgot to carry this all back with me. I'll let you look. There's the condo document. But, Mr. Burrow, the question of who's the applicant is, if there's common area, one individual can't make the application. It's even cited. But so, I mean, you can look at that later. But
is it a common area or a limited common element?
I'll let you determine, but I don't know.
When you have to get into questions like that, you're really getting.
We're 1/6. Everybody's a 1/6 owner of everything in the common area, it's spelled out very clearly who can make applications in these manners. The other thing is
And the response to that, Mr. Cole, is okay. That your condo association then would have every right to take action in Chancery Court to force the removal of encroachments
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's not what the board's doing.
Okay, I'm just pointing out that is a situation. Anyway, let me I'll give you this stuff. But here is also
clearly states, there's no question about it, this is a copy of, and I took a picture of, but here's a 10-foot setback. It's clearly put on the original plot plan that the setback is 10 foot back here, 10 foot. And it was approved that way. And when you approve a conditional use, that becomes the official site plan, right? And then so if any change of this and deviation of this is would be in violation of the county ordinance. So let me give you all this. You can you can review it at your leisure. And I'm sorry I walked away with it earlier. I just question the sincerity of trying to work with everybody because there's been an issue. That's another issue, but that's not your concern. But it's not been an easy process because it's hard. It was hard to catch them. I can't imagine a contractor in the beach area working for somebody from out of town and not having any money up front and having not any instructions to do any kind of work. I can't believe these guys show up, spend their time, and then when they get challenged, when I went over and told them about, you guys don't have any permits, and that was from Sussex Shores and the county or the condo association, no permits in hand, and they started work. And they even came back again and still didn't have the Sussex Shores. That was in December. They started construction again, not just to put the tarps in. They were building. They got the roof on, and they kept on working. And then they came back later on, I believe, and put the tarp on another day just as a safety feature because they left the place wide open. It was, again, self-inflicted. There is no anything unique about this piece of ground that would require a variance from this county. And everybody, every owner has the same, was dealt the same hand when we went in there. We knew what we had. So appreciate your time.
Okay. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9473 under advisement.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9473 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning. Okay, but the hearing or the case is closed.
Public discussion or just
amongst us, ma'am. The hearing is closed as of now.
Thank you very much.
Case number 9.